that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So we're shopping every Sunday at the mall.
Good afternoon, America. Welcome to the Monday, September the 1st, 2008 broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming to you Monday through Friday right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're on the web live today, republicbroadcasting.org. My name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. Now, I realize that today is Labor Day, and many folks will be away on their holidays, getting in that last great hiking trip or day at the lake, or simply getting together with friends and family. I also realize that for many, a day off from work may also be just a good day to relax, stay at home, a day to catch up on some reading and listen to RBN live on the internet. And so today we'll continue our study of the political party system from the point where we stopped last week, understanding that the party system of government control and the polar opposites of the party types represented in the rational efficient and the party democracy models, if we understand these, we're far better able to understand how and why these parties do what they do and what they don't do. And so today we'll discuss again political science, the party system functions. We'll try today to get into Harold J. Lasky's article from the Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences entitled Democracy, give you some insights there from the early 30s. The socialist writers that made up the social super social scientists that created this encyclopedia series, and we'll take your calls and much more. I do welcome your calls, your comments, and your questions as they relate to the topics we talk about here on Become Vocal Local, and the listener call-in number is 1-800-313-9443, and your calls are welcome. You can also get a copy, a CD copy of today's broadcast directly from RBN, by calling them at 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. So if you're out there listening on one of the low-power FM stations or listening on satellite, you're not linked up in any other way, this is a good way for you to get a copy of these broadcasts yourself. Just call 1-800-724-2719. And request a CD to be mailed out to you, and they'll do that. They'll be glad to do it as well. So we'll go into these various and sundry topics. Now, you know, right now as we speak, the Ron Paul campaign, the Rally for the Republic and the Campaign for Liberty is in full progress in Minneapolis, and we'll continue to hear more feedback from them as they go through the process. Yesterday they had their Real Politics Training School, and from what little I was able to gather from those that were exiting the classes or the seminars and whatnot, the people were coming away feeling energized, but I don't believe that they were really getting a lot of information, and at least they were not able to articulate even two or three simple things that they'd learned that day, which is a sad and sorry testimony to have. But that's why this broadcast is so vitally important, because we don't just give it to you one day or two day in a seminar event while you're trying to cram the notes down and write as quickly as you can. We have the archives that you can come back and look again and again and again, and we'll have enough time between now and 2010 to really explore all of the various avenues, all of the various approaches that are necessary to be able to come in and to restore and regain control of our constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government, which is so absolutely important, so vitally important, and it is so doable, even though there are quite a few people out there that would rather just pitch in the towel and say, it's all over, but I'm afraid the fat lady hasn't sung yet. So we'll get back into all of that today and look into the ways that we can become active right where we are. After this break, we'll dive into it in detail. Stay with us right here on Become Vocal Local.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis, A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
There you go. Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here, host of the Prophetic Watch. As a radio host, many products cross my desk every week. Few products are truly worth endorsing because they don't work or there's some kind of catch or gimmick. Dr. Miller's Life Change Tea does exactly what it says. It cleans your body of chemicals, toxins, and parasites, and the effect is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. I wouldn't put my name behind this product if it didn't work. Here's how you order. Online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us, 928-308-0408. That's area code 928-308-0408. Finally, a natural product you won't be disappointed in. Getthetea.com.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in an FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
Right here on Become Vocal Local, I've got a monster-sized mosquito that's buzzing around my head, so if you hear any clapping going on in the background, I'm trying to get this guy knocked down before it impales me someplace. But anyway, let's go into this a little bit deeper. I'm going to turn it around and start in the other direction, because I want to get this one little bit out of this encyclopedia article that was written by Harold J. Lasky. And if you don't know who Harold Lasky is, you really should. Go into your Google or go to Wikipedia or something and figure out who this character is. I refer to him quite often because he's a major contributing author in the Encyclopedia of Super Social Sciences Encyclopedia that I have here. But he's also extremely prolific, was extremely prolific as a writer. And he has a very clear mind. He's completely dedicated to what he's trying to advance. His information is useful. He makes references to many places, other writers and other concepts that are good for us to study, so that we understand the mindset of the world controllers, if you will. And not every secret society is a secret society, and not all of the voodoo masters, you know, need to be feared. A lot of them are just as deceived in their own endeavors as anyone else can be. And certainly a lot of the politicians have no clue. They lie to themselves. They lie to each other. They're just trying to advance themselves, as we've seen, for their own gain. Either for notoriety, for reputation, or from financial, and we need to be aware of that. But let's go into this little article and get an idea for what this idea of democracy is in the last part of this article from the encyclopedia. He begins, "The importance of machinery has been emphasized by another factor." Now, machinery here in this article has to do with the political process, the political machine, if you will. I'll continue. A state which numbers its population by millions cannot decide upon its purposes without government by parties. All right? This is a hypothesis. This is a declarative statement. Getting people who read this article to believe firmly that a government, I'll just say it again, without the party system, a state which numbers its political its population by the millions cannot decide upon its purposes without government parties. If they're taking it as a given, I challenge that given. Party organization, quote-unquote, as Baghot, B-A-G-E-H-O-T, said, is the vital principle of representative government. Close quote. Without the party system in some form, it is impossible to get that concentration of voters for decision, which is essential with electorates of the modern size. But parties, inevitable as they are, have brought in their train a host of complex problems, which is what we've been talking about here on Become Vocal Local for some number of days. The method of choosing candidates, the proper size of constituency, the prevention of corruption, the exact powers which an elected member should exert, the representation of minorities, these are only the outstanding issues for which suitable machinery has to be devised. And broadly speaking, it may be said that the experience of party government in the last 70 or 80 years, again, this was written in the 1930s, has rendered obsolete most of the simpler views of democratic government. Bentham, that would be Jeremy Bentham, could urge that universal suffrage would prevent the emergence of sinister interests. No one thinks so now. The Chartists could insist that the ballot and annual parliaments would enable the popular will to find its way to the statute book. It is now clearly seen that they greatly oversimplified the problem. As Halifax said some 250 years ago, quote, the best kind of party is some sort of a conspiracy against the nation, closed quote. In this context, questions of electoral machinery become an urgent if the end of democracy is to be attained. And it cannot be said that their satisfactory solution is in sight. So we can see here that there's this concept of parties that seems to be drummed into the minds of people, that we just can't do without this. It's like the flush toilet or electricity or something else. You could say that we couldn't get do without horses back in the day when the horse was the mainstay of locomotion, the motive for transportation, the motive power. You could say that we couldn't do without electricity today, and you would not be far off. We would certainly have to have a major revamping or a revolution of our way of life if we were to try and do without electricity. And so when we look at the party system, we can ask ourselves, what would our system of representative government be like without the sanction of political parties? And I know that you've been watching the Republican National Committee or the Republican National Convention getting started. And you're hearing about Gustav, the hurricane in the south, and the possibility that they'll break up the convention and whisk the delegates and alternates back home so that they can be with their constituency. Ha ha. Well, we'll see. We'll see how all that goes down. But we can just begin to go back to what our functional representation process, the material that we got out of William Wright's book, and begin right here, that the political parties created democracy. And modern democracy is unthinkable save in terms of parties. Now we're starting to get it a little bit better. The parties are thus not therefore merely appendages of modern government. They are at the center of it and play a determinative and creative role in it. The parties are the most important instrumentalities of democratic government. And so here we're using the term instrumentalities, whereas Harold Laski used the term machinery, but it means the same. To reiterate then, parties form policies in order to win elections, rather than win elections in order to formulate policies. Ideological, principle, program, and policy, if they exist at all, are equally instrumental at every organizational level. There is a strictly business arrangement, both rational and efficient, for the narrow purpose at hand, which is winning elections. Issues will be avoided in the most general terms if the party is confident that a majority supports its position. Should a contrary position on the same issue be best suited for winning a majority at the next election, the party will simply try to change or mute its position. But what is to be said of the role of political parties play as intermediaries, linking the citizens with government? We should remove that phrase and go back to the concept of representation, true representation, as opposed to just intermediaries, linking the citizen with government. Even the word citizen here should raise a red flag. In the rational, efficient, pluralistic model, pluralism, of course, is the underlying philosophy of the rational, efficient, modern form of government that we have here in this country and around the world, the political party is only one among a number of institutions which compete in performing this linkage role. In the party democracy model, the party is considered the primary linkage between citizens and government, and the primacy thus accorded political parties in large part accounts for the important role assigned parties vis-a-vis other group in the political system generally. Party thus becomes the great intermediary which links social forces and ideologies to official government institutions and relates them to political action in the larger political community. Therefore, one of the most important systems, functions of party is that of representing the connecting link between the government and public opinion. But as we've studied in the past, and we'll look into again in the future, public opinion is shaped by the education system, by the media system, by your preachers, your pastors, your teachers. It's in the billboards, it's in the magazines, it's on TV. Public opinion is shaped for you. You're given what it is that you are to think, what you are to feel, what you are to believe, what you are to strive for every single day of your life, as long as you allow yourself to be exposed to the controlled media system. So government then is this connecting link between the public opinion shapers and government itself. We need to understand that. Now, interest articulation, in other words, being able to vocalize it, and interest aggregation, being able to bring them together, are two vital input functions of all political systems, which, as a result of the pluralist conception of democracy, have created sharp divisions of labor in the rational, efficient model. Are you with me? Are you understanding where we're going with all of this, folks? We have a real serious problem. We have a very, very serious problem. We do not have the kind of government that perhaps others that don't listen to RBN perceive that we do. And as we become vocal local and begin to take our local governments back, and these appointed councils and boards and everything that are acting in an administrative and an agency capacity to shape our lives, where we have no control of the outcome, we don't have any true input, all we do is wind up paying for it in a loss of liberty, a loss of financial ability, further and further restrictions placed upon our lives, our property, our freedom, and we need to be aware of that and do something about it. But part of this process is going to be educating others so that they know that if they come here to become vocal local and listen to the archives, they're going to get their ears full of some of the truth as well. So interest groups then represent or articulate the interests, while political parties serving as interest brokers combine or aggregate competing interests. Now we'll come back after this break and continue along this line. Stay with us.
Heart Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months. Months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Look at this interest group process and this political party serving as interest brokers, combining or aggregating competing interests or demands into a more broad, manageable capacity, or it's kind of like an electoral calculus, if you will. So these interest groups offer their electoral support to competing parties in exchange for favorable consideration of policy stands benefiting the group, while the parties seek to win the support of competing groups without binding themselves to specific policies. And so we can go round and round and round on drilling in the Anwar. We can go round and round on watersheds. We can go round and round on abortion, pro-life. Always. You know, my whole life has been a study of this. And it borders on the insane why we allow this to continue in this fashion. But the opportunity for the interest groups to be micromanaged from without by the great foundations. You know, you might start off with on a good idea, you know, we ought to save the wolves, you know. It sounds good, doesn't it? You know, you think of those little cute fuzzy wolf puppies, you know, and you make a little stuffed doll and you sell them on your website. But in the overall scheme of things, you know, the interest group, once they start to gain a little bit of clout, once they start to gain some support, then it is up to and it is behooves the foundations to take over this interest group and to, through the benevolence of their grants in aid, the financial contributions, or lending the power of the name, the Ford Foundation, or the any of the others that are out there, and there's a gob and a bunch of them, the little group gets dialogued into this consensus. As soon as you put your hands out for these grants and aid, for these unearned shekels, then the control comes down from this foundation, from the outside. And so your little fuzzy wolf puppies club turns into an animal that then begins to prey upon the stockmen of the nation. And the whole concept gets blown out of proportion. You no longer recognize the interest that you originally came on board with. Now you're questioning why you're still involved with it, and then you can just simply set yourself aside as all of the leadership is replaced with people who have been sponsored then by the foundations. And this is important to understand as we go into this, because that is at the hub of pluralism and pluralist government. So these interest groups then offer their electoral support to the competing parties. And isn't that what we've just seen at the Republican level with Sarah Palin? Of course, you know, the Eagle Forum director, Phyllis Schlafly, came out. And then I read last Friday that other groups that are on the far right wing of things, if we look at the far right rational efficient model, they're now willing to throw their support behind John McCain, you see. So these interest groups offer their electoral support to competing parties in exchange for favorable consideration of the policy stands which benefit the group, and in this case, pro-life. So while the parties seek to win the support of competing groups, they do so without binding themselves to specific policies. So for all of the 8 years of the Bush administration, no progress has been made on pro-life issues, even though he came on in the beginning as a pro-life candidate. You can see the facade here, the charade, a smokescreen. But it's not sufficient, dear listeners, to just simply say that it's controlled party A and controlled party B and walk on down the road. I might know all about the background of it, but you, the listener, doesn't find out about it when we oversimplify like that, which is why I'm going into it in detail. Once it's been laid down, it'll be on the archives. We won't have to go into this again. We can refer back to the archives when we want to learn more about it. So the political party or party system then provides the major connective linkage between people and government, between separate formal agencies and officials of government, and between official and non-official or extra-governmental holders of power. And in this, we can not only say extra-governmental, but extra-constitutional as well. So parties and interest groups are thus friendly colleagues in the political marketplace as a function of this division of labor. And you know I hold division in most cases in very low regard. A house divided shall surely fall. A nation divided against itself cannot stand. In recognition of the numerous foundations and trusts, here we are, that finance and thus influence the creation and direction of a multitude of interest groups, scholars have been reluctant to concede the legitimacy of representation through interest groups, especially in the presence of a tightly controlled multimedia environment. This reluctance stems from the growing tendency to view interest groups as rivals the parties must overcome. Yet when viewed in this electoral terms, more as mobilizers of the candidates than as makers of policy, interest groups fall neatly into the division of labor that frees the parties for the task of mobilizing majorities to elect candidates. And isn't that always at the bottom of this issue, the rational efficient model, the economic model of this kind of party system that we have in this country? It always boils down to the same thing, which is winning the election. And we need to understand that. We'll go into it on the other side of this break. Stay with us, right?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, fen, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Now, you can always call in, folks, at 1-800-313-9443 on the listener call-in line if you have a question or comment about the items that we're bringing out here today. You can also get a hold of me easily enough by simply sending me an email at host@vocallocal.org. There's a website that goes with that. It's www.vocallocal.org. It's a little teeny baby website. It has very little on it, but what's on there is important for you to understand, especially Plan B. Read it. Understand it. This is what we're talking about when we talk about becoming vocal local and understanding that the political party system is at the root and the hub of the problems that we're dealing with. And until we do something substantial with our political party systems, we'll just continue to be trapped in this never-ending outlay of, I like to call it the symptoms, the symptomology, the study of the symptoms of this great super social disease, which is all about political party control. All right? The foundations, the grants, the big money people, the great bankers, and so on and so forth, would be powerless if they did not have these willing, compliant political parties advancing their agenda and giving a sense of legitimacy to it, spreading it out all across the nation in all of the 3,000-plus counties, all through the 180,000-plus local voting precincts. And so the big guys wouldn't be able to deal with it if we were to organize ourselves on the local level. It's exceedingly difficult to stamp out thousands and thousands of brush fires. It's exceedingly difficult to infiltrate 180,000 thereabouts, some say less than that, some more than that, the voting precincts in each of the various and several counties and states added together, about 180,000. Very difficult to get your COINTELOPS into all of that place. Hard to do. and let's make it difficult for them. Why should we go into tyranny and slavery, into the new world order, into this global superstate? Why should we go in there without putting up a ruckus? I'm not interested in it. I'm not going to lie down and just fall asleep to this. And I hope I can count on your support as well. And if you know anybody out there in the hinterlands who is a Ron Paul precinct leader or a Ron Paul group member or a Ron Paul group meetup organizer, have them send me an email. Shoot me an email. Let me know that they're out there, where they're out there, and I can add them to my database, and then we can send out material to them and keep in touch with them as we go towards the 2010 election. You see, I've already put the 2008 behind me. This is a controlled deal. We've already gotten as many of our delegates and alternates and our precinct committee men and committee women as we can in this cycle, and now it's time to look to the next one and to the next one. We cannot stop. We can't just drop the rag here and say game over. It's not over. It's not over. And we can continue. We can succeed. But it's going to be up to us. It's up to us. It's up to you. It's up to me. So let's continue in here. Now, again, I've been talking about the rational, efficient party model. That's what we have here in the United States. They're over on the right-hand side, if you will, of a continuum of polar opposites. Way over on the left is this party democracy model, which can be understood in terms of Eastern European socialism. But in the party democracy model, political parties represent as well as articulate the interests, you see. So they represent and articulate these interests. They come up with them. They don't come up with them in the rational efficient. The rational efficient looks for the interest groups to bring forward the issues. But in the party democracy model, they represent as well as articulate these interests, combining some of the functions of interest groups and electoral parties into a hybrid interest group party. And that's somewhat of what the Ron Paul process is going to be about, it looks like, from the outside in. It's going to be a hybrid interest group party. We've got the Federal Reserve, we've got the Internal Revenue Service, we've got foreign intervention, we've got the various and sundry states' rights issues and so many more out there, that there's a certain amount of education that will be required. So we may have to dip into the party democracy model and find tools and techniques that we can use to spread it out. It's also a mass membership model. And, of course, if we have membership in 3,000-plus counties across the nation and precinct leaders and precinct committee women who are emulating the Ron Paul Republican movement, then, of course, we've entered almost fully into the mass membership party. So we'll have to understand how that system works. But at the bottom line, we need to understand that the rational, efficient model, come election time, it's all about winning the elections. You can hold any ideological view that you want, but if you can't translate that into elective office, you're not going to succeed in this process. So we do need to be aware of both sides of this polar opposite process. So, continuing, it's through the network of political parties that the place and responsibilities of pressure groups must be circumscribed if modern society is not to deteriorate into a neo-feudalism of powerful interest groups. Every word scrabbling and scrabbling and cheeping like little birds on the wire for their grants and aid, if you will. The pluralist, largely non-governing party system may be functional in the American constitutional system founded upon the separations of powers, yet the question remains, whose interests are being represented? Are they your interests and mine, or are they the interests of the Sierra Club or some other group? Big oil, big industry, the military-industrial complex, if you will. So consensus politics is a familiar term intimately associated with the rational efficiency party. It is oriented toward the either preserving the status quo, now that's what we've heard with Sarah Palin, right, going into Washington and she's going to rustle things up and turn things over. Believe that, if you believe that. When you see it, or toward promoting gradual consensual change. Now, gradual consensual change, of course, that's Barack Obama. As conflict is viewed as disruptive, parties must mute conflict by promoting compromise and consensus building. Such politics avoids extreme or controversial positions out of a fear of alienating potential supporters. And so we hold all of the people who have traveled to Minneapolis outside of the police roundup, outside of the barricades and the wire and the chain link fences, so that we don't have any conflict, because conflict is viewed as disruptive by these party systems. Social conflict, within limits is viewed as creative in the party democracy model, where parties tend to be reformist, advocating more extensive political change, and serve to express rather than to suppress conflict. The term confrontation politics is more compatible with this party model. Here, mobilization is frequently used to define the attribute of using the party as an instrument for effecting attitudinal and behavioral change in society. As the adaptive party, the primary concern is adaptation to the attitudes of the public in its quest for electoral support and through social reconstruction, thence party victory. So the party is changing and adapting itself to be able to continue to gain electoral support. Whereas with the rational efficient model, they just say, thus saith the Lord Cheney. Thus saith the Lord Bush. Hail Bush. Hail Bush. So the party plays the major role in democratizing the political system. The amateurs, of course, that's the party democracy model. The amateurs believe that America's governing institutions are best served if there is a democracy within the political parties as well as between them. The adherents of the professional view argue that while inter-party democracy is essential, intra-party democracy is not. And indeed, that the success of the former is reduced by the extent of the latter. In other words, in the professional view, in the Republican party for certain, I know it far better than I know the inner workings of the Democratic Party, but in the Republican Party, as we saw at the county caucuses, as we saw at the legislative and congressional district caucuses, and as we saw in Branson, Missouri at the state convention, intra-party, in other words, between inside the party, democracy is not even their goal. It's completely out of the question. The platform was just presented in a carte blanche in total, prima facie. Here it is. This is the platform, and precious little discussion, if any, went on about it. Had it not been for the Ron Paul Republican delegates and alternates that were present in the convention, they may have done nothing more than just say, all in favor of adopting the platform, signify by saying aye. Those opposed, same sign. The ayes have it. Platform adopted, you see. Whereas in the social democracy, in the party democracy model, there would be room for substantial discussion and debate on platform and platform issues and on rules and rules committee issues. And that's a difference between these two models that we need to be aware of. So the role of the parties then as change agents raises the question whether or not to consider political parties as causal agents. So, again, as change agents, are they actually the causal agents? It's a well-known hypothesis that is when a social scientist studies a group, a people, a community, the group that is being studied actually changes as a result of being studied, especially if the group is well aware that they're the subject of a experiment, if you will, a social inquiry. The people actually change. And so these change agents, we have to ask, are they causal agents as well? So they don't just come in and dialogue you to consensus. It's in the process of dialoguing you to consensus that they actually become the cause of that change. It was not something that you came into the meeting anticipating or thinking or believing that you needed. It was a want that was created in the minds of the attendees. So the continuing, nearly overwhelming belief in the importance of parties in the modern political process cannot dismiss the argument that parties may be a necessary but not sufficient condition for democracy. They may not necessarily be regarded as primarily causal. The party system is a well-established, important aspect of the political system environment with which political parties operate. The two-party system is especially congenial to the broadly based, pragmatic, rational, efficient model, while the multi-party system allows more leeway to the party democracy model. Important for our understanding, the party democracy model is handicapped in a two-party environment in which it must also get a majority of votes to attain electoral victory, which usually means appealing to a diversity of social groups in the electorate. The freewheeling, rational, efficient party has less difficulty in appealing to diverse interests since it uses policy stance only in a tactical manner. You with me? I know this might be over your head. This might be more than you can deal with today. I understand it. It's Labor Day. But go and go to the archives and download it, and in the quiet of the evening, listen to these talks a few times. Listen to them more than once. It took me many times more than once to read this material and to prepare this material to bring it on air. I still don't grasp all of it, and I don't expect you will in the first go-around either. But let's understand this system, because I'm asking for something that is completely unique. I'm asking for the abolition of the two-party system. I'm asking for the restoration of a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government. I do not believe that we need to have parties in order to have a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government. I think that the parties are the impediment, that the parties are the change agent, that the parties divide the House. When division is not necessary, unity is preferable, where we all live free, and that we're constantly moving towards another degree of freedom with every new day of our lives, you see. So the concepts of democracy and the party's role in the political system have been discussed in detail because of the important consequences that normative ought-to-be judgments have for more specific party attributes. Again, we've talked about normative and prescriptive. Ought-to-be, what ought-to-be? What ought-be the way our government works? What ought the law do in this particular instance? What ought representatives do? What ought our county committee man and county committee woman as the fundamental building block of our representative system of government, what ought be their duties, their roles, and their responsibilities? And these are important questions that we need to answer. With a firm understanding of the rational, efficient model as the loosely organized, electorally oriented, moderate, pragmatic brokerage party, and of the party democracy model as a highly organized, policy-oriented, ideological, and more cohesive internal democratic party, discussion of these attributes in greater detail may follow. And we'll go into it in greater detail from time to time to time as we add more information into our war chest of understanding. But as I like to say, as globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are in our towns, our cities, our counties, and our states. And all through the spectrum of all day long, all night long, all weekend long, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network, we have many specialists, if you will, men who've, and women who've taken the time to look into each of these various aspects. I'm not here to teach on the law. I know something about it. But there are others out there that can answer specific questions about law and legal questions. There are some people out there that can answer specific questions about voting and how the voting machine system has been corrupted. Some that speak exclusively on sustainable development, the United Nations agenda for the 21st century, and on and on. And the financial news that you receive every day. Each of these parts and pieces work there so that we understand not just the kind of a government that we have and the kind of a nation we live in, but what we must do in the future so that we can move towards a greater liberty and greater freedom, always moving towards those goals. Never on earth have we ever lived at a time, in any of the 2,500 plus years civilizations that I've studied, never have the people lived as free as we have the potential to live here in this country. And it's worth the fight. It's worth the energy. It's worth the time and the money and the expense. Think of the money that you would be able to save if you never had to go into a courtroom and dump out $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 defending yourself and your property and your family against some meaningless, stupid agency rule or recommendation. Think of the time and the money ahead that you would be if you didn't have to give up all of your free time and all of your spare time trying to combat this insane government. I think that there's a great gain here financially, mentally, spiritually. That we can reap in the next few years, in the next decade, if we'll stay together on this and work diligently. It's not going to be easy. It's like a really deep well. Once you pour your water in, once you prime the pump and you grab hold of that handle and you start pumping on it, you don't dare quit. You don't dare stop. You've already poured your primer into the pump. You don't have any more water in that mason jar. You're going to have to stand there and pull on that handle and pull on that handle and pull on that handle. But if you do, The next thing you know, the water's going to come up, and it'll be cool, sweet, clear, plentiful. You'll be able to bathe the dog, bathe the horse, fill your jars, fill your jugs, and that's what we need to do. We need to grab hold of the handle of that pump and pump on it unrelentingly, never stopping. Don't quit. Be ever vigilant. And yes, the Tree of Liberty may need to be watered from time to time with the blood of tyrants and the blood of patriots. But let's try and do this politically first and improve our position.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis, A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
There you go.
Over 61% of U.S. adults are either overweight or obese. If you are one of these adults, isn't it time for a change in your health? Need help? Tired of silly products that don't work? Dr. Miller's Life Change Tea. Natural, no caffeine. This tea goes straight to the problem, the colon. Works within hours, not months. Get healthy, lose weight, and here's how you order. Online, getthetea.com, that's getthetea.com, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Want health? Getthetea.com.
I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone, and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I've found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
Now, as I started in, we've talked a little bit about this. It's kind of like a credo that I've written up, trying to crystallize my thinking and what it is to become vocal local. And there's another aspect and another and another, and I'll just give you a couple more of them. But when we talk about becoming vocal local, it's not meant to give place to the globalist earlier maxim of think global and act local. Do you remember that, folks? Some of you aren't old enough, but I do. I remember having a bumper sticker on the back bumper of my Volkswagen sedan. Way back then, think global, act local. When I started to figure out what it was all about, I couldn't wait to get a razor blade and go out there and chisel that thing off the bumper. Made me sick to have it on there. But we've been dialogued into so many of these things that are they're sold in a convincing way, where you think that this is the panacea, this is the utopia, this is where we need to be. We need to have compact cities. We need to get involved in urban and rural development and planning and micromanage out everyone's lives. Unfortunately, those that do the planning are no better off to plan than you or I. And who are they to think that they know better how you can live? It reminds me of the story from Plato talking about Socrates walking along the coast there in Greece, probably in Athens, talking with the fishermen. He was entering into a dialogue with them as to who knew better how to make a net, a fishing net. Was it the fisherman that casts the net into the sea and brings up the catch, or is it the net maker? Who knows better how to plan? The people who are actually living their lives day to day, day to day, day to day, or some think tank sitting in an ivory tower in Washington or in England at Tavistock? Who knows better how your life goes day by day, you or someone else? So it's not meant to give place to the think global, act local, and far from it, because to become vocal local is the antithesis of, the very nemesis of, globalism. We counter the craft and guile of the change agent's use of voluntary compliance and affirmative action to effect implementation through public buy-in. But vocal local exposes this socio-economic, political, and theological underpinning as the globalist safety cult agenda. Okay? That's chapter 7.59, right out of Agenda 21. It's the promotion of a safety cult, the culture of safety. Their words, not mine. I'm just repeating them for you here. Exposing globalist localism propaganda. No, becoming vocal local is not an advocate, being an advocate for localism. We understand that localism comes right out of the Smith Institute in England, right out of the Tavistock Institution. We know this, and so we reject it. Because if we know what the change agents are doing, and we can expose it in our county commissioner meetings, in our town hall meetings, in our city council meetings, at the water board meetings, at the school board meetings, if you expose it, some of those people who have been appointed to those positions are going to have to rethink their think. And some of them will just immediately flee from that globalist propaganda that they bought into, that they were dialogued into, and they'll be on our side. And isn't that easier? Rather than going in there with the bullhorn and the battle and castigating and accusing, go in and educate and bring them to our side. Now, my name is William Roberts, and I thank you for listening. And until the next time, folks, good afternoon.